Asia is home to two-thirds of the world's poor people, and soaring food prices could spark further social unrest on the continent. The Asian Development Bank is holding its annual meeting in Madrid, Spain. Finance ministers there are proposing low-interest loans to offset the climbing price of food, especially rice. The World's Jerry Hatton reports.
The world's farmers produce about 1 billion tons of rice per year, but some 1 billion poor people are in danger of no longer being able to afford it, according to the Asian Development Bank. Bank Managing Director Rajat Nag says most of those people live in Asia, where gains against poverty could be undermined by the crisis.
For many of them, they are now spending close to 60 to 80% of their monthly incomes on food and fuel combined. So they're vulnerable, and governments have to provide immediate help and support to these vulnerable people.
The Asian Development Bank is made up of 67 countries, including the U.S. and European countries, including Spain, the host of this week's emergency summit. In Madrid, the bank announced an emergency solution to soften the blow of the spike in prices, credit in the form of so-called soft loans to governments to help them hold the line on prices in shops. If rice isn't subsidized right away, says Director Nag, the crisis could reach beyond people's bellies.
But two effects. One is, of course, the immediate effect on consumption of food and not having enough food. But the second, which is equally pernicious, is that people would start to not spend on education or on health. The girl child won't go to school. The child who is ill won't be able to take him to the doctor.
The bank is opposed to a plan to create an Asian rice cartel along the lines of OPEC. It argues targeted loans are the best answer, at least in the short term. Some delegates to the Madrid conference also called for more aid to Asian farmers so they can grow more. But ramping up food production takes months, sometimes years. The Asian Development Bank says its new soft loans will act as an immediate, if temporary, aid to Asia's poor, a sector the United Nations has called a political time bomb. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.